Sitka has settled out of court with a high school student who was tasered in the city's jail in 2014. Franklin Hoogendoorn will be paid $350,000 by Sitka's insurance carrier. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Hoogendoorn was 18 years old and attending Mount Edgecombe High School when he was arrested in September of 2014 outside a Sitka bar where he had been attempting to buy a drink. Police took Hoogendoorn into custody. A video of the arrest, which went viral on social media last fall, shows Hoogendoorn being forcibly restrained by a jailer and two police officers and repeatedly tasered as his clothes are removed. The settlement was negotiated between the Alaska National Insurance Company on behalf of the city of Sitka and the two legal firms representing Hoogendoorn. Sitka's municipal attorney, Robin Kochek, says it was a standard no-fault, no-admission settlement. She's satisfied with the outcome.
It's not a windfall for anybody. We felt that it was very fair.
Hoogendoorn never filed a lawsuit over the incident. His attorneys instead submitted a draft complaint, which contained only the threat of a lawsuit. As a result, Kochak says the settlement agreement does not bind Sitka, for example, to change police procedures or any other action that might be compelled by a judge had the matter gone to court. Franklin Hoogendoorn is now 20 years old. His attorneys could not be reached for comment by press time. The conduct of the officers in the incident remains under investigation by the FBI. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.